This is Leo Babiu for KTWH Two Harbors Community Radio. And on the afternoon of September 8th, I've got an opportunity to visit with a relatively new Lake County Public Health Supervisor, Tracy Gilsvik. Hello, Tracy. Welcome to KTWH.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. I thought it was appropriate to have Tracy come on with us this morning to speak in the role that she serves with the county about the fact that in the last 12 days or so, we've had a little over a third of the total number of cases, 44 confirmed cases of COVID-19 that have been documented in Lake County. We've had over a third of them in the two-week period after about 7.5 months of a very slow lead-up to get to 28 cases. And so, Tracy, I just would like you to acquaint folks with what we know about the latest activity in the spread of the coronavirus, if we have some demographic or other information about it that people might be helped by.
Sure. You're right. We have 44 cases as of today. That can change quickly. Of those 44 cases, we have 10 active cases. So the majority of these people have endured COVID-19 and are recovered. One kind of interesting thing I noticed when I was looking at the last 2 weeks, first of all, we do have a worksite cluster. A cluster is simply three or more cases in one worksite. This is not to imply that people necessarily got sick at work, but it's just sort of a way to do contact tracing and pay attention to who may be exposed to other people. So North Shore Mining in Silver Bay has these cases. They responded to them promptly, and it, despite all the efforts they put into keeping people safe, you know, they still had some people get sick that work there. Again, we can't make assumptions about.
Yeah, and they have a sizable workforce, so just
exactly.
Statistically
yep, more
speaking.
People. Yep, more people, more opportunity. The other thing I thought was interesting is how evenly divided everything else is. So in the last 2 weeks, I was looking at the age ranges. We've got one in the 20 to 29 age group. Three in the 30s, three in the 40s, four in the 50s, and four in the 60s. So pretty evenly dispersed ages. We also have cases in Ely, Two Harbors, Silver Bay, Knife River, and Isabella just in the last 2 weeks. So it's really all over the county. I talked with one of our case investigators who said most people kind of know where they got it. They've got a really good indication of how they caught it. And
successful case investigation would include then if the investigators are uncovering who the people have had close contact with in the period when they might have been infectious, then other people have been notified as well. I mean, we can't go into who those are, of course.
Right. So what's kind of happening is, of course, household contacts. If you were positive, you would tell your own household contacts. And that's happening very much with social contacts as well. There isn't stigma to this. You don't always need a contact tracer to contact your best friend who you maybe were exposed
yes.
to. So in most cases, social contacts are being informed by the positive case. However, our contact tracers in Lake County are asking, just to make sure, is there anyone you want me to notify in the event you don't want to? So, but again, work sites, long-term care facilities, those kind of places are taking priority with contact tracing because of the increased opportunity to spread it.
Yes, I note on the Minnesota Department of Health site where the COVID situation update is a remarkable link with very dense information to sort through. And I see that we've had no death attributable to coronavirus in Lake County. And I think I heard you when I called you up earlier today that at least we currently didn't have any hospitalizations either. I don't know if we've had any hospitalizations due to COVID among county residents. Do you know?
That's correct. No hospitalizations, no deaths. And you're right about that MDH website. They are increasing the type of information they're putting out there. You can look up zip codes now to find out more specific locations of cases. And again, age range and even long-term care facilities are listed on there as well.
Okay. So this recent uptick or surge, whatever you want to call it, you know, in a relative terms, because as I said, you know, having a third of your cases come in a two-week period after 7 months of rather slow, gradual accumulation of cases makes one wonder, Can we really anticipate what's next? And is there really anything more to be done than the numerous mitigation measures that we've been encouraged to be participating in, wearing masks in public, hand washing, our care about distance, also paying attention to how long we're in close quarters with people? Anything else that you can speak to that might help us to slow down any uptick that might be underway?
Yeah, you know, the advice is pretty clear: to avoid large groups, to stay distanced. I guess that's one of my, if someone was going to take one thing away from what they can do, it's keep that physical distance practice going, because not only will it protect you from getting the virus, but if you find out you've been, someone you know has COVID, if you have stayed over 6 feet away from that person, you do not have to quarantine yourself. It's really inconvenient, you know, to not even be sick, but told you have to stay home, you can't go to work. So if you can, you know, stay out of that range, close contact is considered 6 feet or closer, 15 minutes or more. So again, stay out of that, keep 6 feet between you and anyone else. It's going to really help slow down the rates that
yeah.
we currently have.
And how about folks that, for instance, have to work together outdoors? Do we still have the 6 feet be just
yes.
as relevant to them?
Yes, 6 feet is still important,
okay.
even when you're outdoors.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it's what we have. It is a way to protect ourselves. This isn't to say that people don't sometimes get it and they just have no idea how, but at least you'll know you did, you know, what you could do. It is one thing that you have control over.
We do notice that it's the changing of the season. We've had
yeah.
Labor Day. We're about to have our first frost. It's
yeah.
it's obvious that all the signs tell us that, oh, yeah, this is the time that schools are back in session. And I'm sure many a family with students has been concerned about what might be in the offing here. This latest uptick doesn't even include any people under the age of 20, apparently.
Correct.
So
yeah.
We are still awaiting whether or not our school districts return to in-person instruction in a hybrid model where they're there part of the day and at home learning online the other part of the day. And in fact, some learners are just staying home and doing all distance learning. We have no idea what might happen in our schools, but not necessarily related to this recent uptick. This may not pose any greater threat. I guess, any thoughts?
Yeah, every situation is kind of complex. So let's say our most recent cases are parents of school-aged children.
Oh,
it
yeah.
could have an effect.
Yes.
If those kids were hoping to go to school part-time, they may not be able to since school starts really soon.
Yeah.
So that could have an effect.
And we have that system in place that families know as soon as a parent's been in contact that the child is to remain home. There's a good line of communication.
Yeah, so when the contact tracing is done or case investigation, the person with COVID is asked, you know, do they have household contacts? And then recommendations are made for how long each person needs to stay isolated or in quarantine.
And then if I recall right, in the case of any confirmation of a case among any of the school community, whether staff or teachers, students, there is a pretty clear, detailed flowchart of responses. How would you describe it?
Yeah, it's extremely detailed. It sounds sort of clear-cut when you first hear about contact tracing, but there's so many variables. So this decision tree, I think, is what you're referring to.
Yes.
It started off being kind of a little bit bare bones, and now there are a lot of details. So be patient with your school nurses and your instructors and all the COVID coordinators at the schools, because there's a lot to take into consideration.
Yes, so they're doing it for everyone's benefit, so we all have to help
yes,
each other
yes.
out here.
Yeah, all these mitigation, I mean, we can do what we can to keep ourselves safe, but, you know, the mask wearing, it's really about other people, and the distancing is about other people, too, so we can do both. We can protect ourselves and protect other people as well.
I'm speaking with Tracy Gilsvik, Lake County Public Health Supervisor. And Tracy, as we wrap up this afternoon, I'm curious, has all the case investigation for our recent COVID cases in Lake County been done by Department of Health, State Department of Health investigators, or we actually use some of our trained assets that the county
yeah,
has developed?
There's been a mix. There's been a mix with this
okay.
last 2 weeks.
And that's been helpful, I suppose, to have some
mm-hmm.
local knowledge in the mix.
It really does. It does make a difference. I think our local people are just more attuned to the nuance of different situations, and versus the state, they're doing a great job too, but they may not realize how to connect the dots as well.
Right. And therefore, you can't beat having local knowledge of all the different ways that people are linked to each other in a
right.
county, a rural county. Well, thank you so much for visiting with us, Tracy, about this. Hopefully, we will, so to speak, hold down the growth in the case numbers, and we won't have any imminent need to talk to you. But I would like the opportunity to talk to you in the coming months. And if there are any particular resource contacts that you would like to leave people with where they can get some information, either at the county or, of course, the state level, that would be good.
Sure. The county website now has a COVID hub with a lot of great information. We're keeping our Facebook page up to date, too, for positive for all of our current numbers. But the MDH website really has almost everything you could need personally for work sites, just a variety of data and different situations, and then the CDC, of course. And those are the resources that we're using here locally.
Great. So it's good to know that information overload on the internet may be a challenge, but there are some really good places to get started and get information you can rely on.
Yep.
All right. Thank you very much for visiting with us today, Tracy, and I hope to speak to you again.
Okay. Thanks, Leo.
Thank you. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
That's Tracy Gilsvik. She's our Lake County Public Health Supervisor, and you are in tune to KTWH 99.5 FM, ktwh.org online.